Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the pipe for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Listen, fellas and girls, I've told you a lot about sideliners. Those fellows who just aren't good enough to be headliners in their favorite sports. Day after day, they just sit on the sidelines and watch their friends enjoying themselves. Well, sir, today I've got a real surprise for you. Standing right beside me here in the studio is a real sideliner. Fellows and girls, meet Elmer, a genuine sideliner.
Hello.
Well, Elmer, they tell me you're really a whiz on the sidelines.
Sure am, Mr. McCormick. Never got into a game yet.
How come, Elmer?
I don't know. Just never felt much like it. Guess I just don't like sports nohow.
That's strange.
Huh?
I said, that's strange.
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe it is all right, all right.
You look pretty husky and probably have some natural ability at sports.
Never felt like taking the trouble to get in them.
Ever think of training for sports?
Huh? Oh, yeah, training. Yeah, I thought about it. Too much work, though.
Ever hear of Jack Armstrong's personal training program?
Jack Armstrong's... Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
Listen, Elmer, if I gave you a training program that was mighty easy, so easy you'd hardly know you were training, would you be interested?
Yeah, I guess maybe I would.
Okay, listen to this. If you want a training program that's as easy to follow as falling off a log, a training program that's packed with plenty of real pleasure, start training Jack Armstrong's way. Why, say, if you've got natural ability in sports, and if you've got your heart set on getting somewhere in sports, Jack Armstrong's training rules are just made for you. Now, here they are, all three of them, so listen carefully. One, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Two, use a lot of soap and water because cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. Three, eat a breakfast of champions every morning.
Say, Mr. McCormick, that breakfast of champions sounds like a swell dish.
You bet it's a swell dish, Elmer. Man, you just can't beat the super special flavor of those crisp, crackling Wheaties. And they're especially good when you eat them with your favorite fruit. That combination of flavors is so doggone good, it just can't be described. What's more, hundreds of great athletes and coaches in just about every line of sport name Wheaties, milk and fruit, as their favorite training breakfast a year round. Start your Jack Armstrong training program tomorrow morning for sure with a big helping of Wheaties, milk and fruit, a real breakfast of champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack and Billy are wading along the shallow bottom of a swift-flowing stream in the wild hill country of the Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. 100 yards downstream from them, a rough mountain trail crosses the creek. 2 wild tribesmen are on their trail and have nearly reached the crossing. These 2 natives are following Uncle Jim, Betty, Nellie, and Michelle to see if Uncle Jim is searching for a mountain cave where the tribesmen have hidden a supply of outlaw rifles. But Uncle Jim and the others have left the trail and are out of sight down in the valley of the creek. But Jack and Billy have followed the creek in the opposite direction to throw the approaching natives off the track. Right now, they have reached a bend in the stream and are closing into the bank to hide themselves in the thick bushes. Listen.
I'm soaking wet up to my waist from splashing, Jack.
I've had to be careful. I've got that pedometer on my belt. I don't want anything to happen to that.
Would it stop telling how far you walked if it got full of water, Jack?
I don't know, Billy. It looks strong enough to stand almost anything. There's no use taking a chance with it. We're going to need that pedometer to locate that cave on Uncle Jim's map. Here's the bush. We can crouch down behind it and see what goes on downstream when those tribesmen get there.
Move over a little, Jack. I'm not completely hidden yet. There, okay, that's enough. Say, this is sure a dandy place to watch from.
It's just made to order. The stream takes a turn here, so if we have to go further upstream, we'll be out of sight of the natives for a while.
You didn't get any water on that portable radio set on your back, did you, Jack?
No, sirree. She's as dry as toast.
Hadn't we better try to contact Uncle Jim with it? We could tell him that we saw the two tribesmen coming down the trail.
We'd better wait, Billy. We'll wait until we can give him some useful information. We'll wait and see what happens after Carong's men reach the creek.
Look, Jack, there they are. Both of them. They've just reached the stream.
I see them, Billy. Don't move now. They can't see us as long as we stay still behind this bush.
Look, they're talking things over.
They're wondering if we swam across the river and kept on up the trail.
They'll go across the creek and look in just a second, Jack.
But they won't see a thing that'll help them. That trail there is all rock. Uncle Jim and the others wouldn't have left a track even if they had gone across.
I kind of wish I knew what they were saying, Jack. They're having an argument of some kind.
Oh, but I know what they're arguing over, Billy. They're arguing over who's going to swim the creek and find out if we crossed it. The creek is pretty deep right there.
I'll say it is, and it's pretty swift, too. Look at them talk. Why, they use their hands as much as their tongues.
I think they're getting angry with each other, Billy. Look, one of them's pulling his barong out of his sash.
That's one way to settle an argument. He won the argument, too. The other fella's going across.
Look at him wade in. I'll bet it's the first time he's been in a stream for a year.
Holy smoke, he'd better be able to swim, Jake. He's going to be in deep water soon.
He's in deep water now. There, he's swimming.
You might call it swimming. I call it dog paddling.
He'll be lucky if he makes the other side.
It's a good thing for him the creek isn't very wide there. If he were up here with us now, he would have a wide stretch to cover.
Look, he's sinking. No, he's up again. But he's going down again, Jack. He can't make it.
He is in a bad way. Wait a minute, he's up again. He can touch bottom now. He's safe. See, he's half standing, half paddling. He'll be able to wade in a minute. There, he's walking now, fighting the current. He'll be on dry ground in a second.
Boy, he had a close shave. I bet he just loves the other chap who made him try it.
He's on high ground now. He's looking around for tracks, but he isn't finding any.
I'll bet he's saying things under his breath. Oh, look, Jack. They're starting downstream now, one on one bank and one on the other.
Yeah, Billy. They've started after Uncle Jim and Betty and the others. We've got to head them off. We've got to make them think that all of us are going upstream. I'm going to shout something. Then we'll run upstream as fast as we can and try to find a place to hide. All ready?
You bet I'm ready, Jack.
Here goes.
Hey, Uncle Jim, wait for us!
They heard you, Jack. Look, they've stopped. They turned around.
They're talking to each other across the creek, Billy.
They think the rest of our party is upstream, Jack. See, they're running toward us. One on this side of the creek and one on the other.
It's time for us to be moving, Billy. The creek curves here so they can't see us. Keep in the water so they can't see your tracks. Come on.
Okay. We've got to find a place to hide, though, before they reach the turn in the creek, Jack.
I'll say we will. Keep an eye peeled on this bank. As soon as we see a good place, we'll duck in.
If we find a real good place, they'll go right on past us. Then we can slip back and join Uncle Jim.
That's what we'll try to do, Billy. But I don't see a good place to hide yet.
There are plenty of bushes, Jack.
I want a better place than that, Billy. They're coming up on high ground. If we go into a bush, they'll see our tracks.
We'd better find someplace soon.
Well, we've got a little more time, Billy. They can't run very fast. The bushes are too thick on the shore. We can run as fast as they can.
But look ahead, Jack. The bushes aren't so thick. The hill comes almost down to the creek like a stone wall. There won't be any place to hide there.
Yes, there will, Billy. See? There are all sorts of little caves in the hillside. I'll bet some of them go in way under the hill.
I hope so.
There's a good one right ahead, Billy. And look, the shore's all rocky. We can go ashore now and they won't be able to see our tracks. Come on.
I'm coming. God's sakes, I hope we get there before they can see us.
Here, Billy, we'll go ashore right here. Watch your step on these rocks.
Boy, it's good to be out of that water. But I don't see that cave, Jack. Oh. Jack, what happened? Did you stumble? Did you hurt yourself?
I'll say I stumbled. Wait till I stand up and see about the old bones. There. Everything's all right.
Oh, that's great. Hurry, Jack. They'll be around that bend in another second.
Duck into the cave, Billy. There. I'm right behind you.
Oh, they can't see us now, Jack, until one of them comes right past. Oh,
they can't see us even then if we don't want them to, Billy. Look, the cave goes way back.
Jump on Jupiter. Who'd have thought that there'd be such a big cave here with such a small entrance?
And there are all sorts of crevices to hide in, Billy, if that chap does stick his nose in here. But I don't think he'll come in. He doesn't know that we've seen them. He'll think that we and Uncle Jim and all the rest are around the next bend of the stream.
Look, Jack. Look across the stream. There's the fellow who swam across. He's walking along the bank trying to pick up our tracks on that side.
Stand back a little, Billy. That's the way. Now he can't see us.
No, he can't hurt us anyway. He'd never try to swim the stream here. It's twice as wide as it was down below.
No, but if he sees us, he'll tell the other fellow. Look out, Billy. The chap on this side of the creek is turning the bend now. See him? He'll be by here in a few seconds. We've got to get farther back where he can't see us if he looks in.
Okay, Jack. Then, after they go around the bend upstream, we can backtrack and join Uncle Jim. Jack, what's that?
Where, Billy? What do you see?
Look on the ground out there where you fell down. Isn't that something shining there?
It certainly is. Wait a minute. Is my pedometer still on my belt?
No, it's gone.
Good.
My pedometer slipped off my belt when I stumbled, Billy.
Holy smoke, we could never get it now without his seeing us. Why, he's almost here. Well,
maybe he won't see it, Billy. Maybe he'll be looking upstream.
I hope so. We don't want to lose that pedometer.
We're not going to lose it, Billy. We need it to locate that cave on the map.
But suppose he sees it when he comes by. Suppose he picks it up.
If he picks it up, Billy, we've got to get it away from him. The two of us can handle him if we take him by surprise.
Oh, sure we can. But say, Jack, what about that fellow on the other side of the creek?
He'll stay on the other side, Billy. He's not going to try to swim across here.
Well, he can run back to the place where he swam across before.
Yeah, but that'll take time, Billy. We can have this fellow tied up before he gets here. And besides, he doesn't like this other fellow. Maybe he won't be in any big hurry to help him. Easy now. Here comes the chap on this side. Get farther back.
I'm back far enough, Jack. He's keeping his eye on the ground for tracks. He's bound to see the pedometer.
Yeah, he'll see it all right. He'll pick it up, and then he'll keep on walking. And as he goes past here, then's when we jump him. Okay?
It's okay with me, Jack. I'll give him the old tackle. You take care of the rest of him. But you'd better unsling that radio set from your bag.
Yeah, I'm doing that now. Listen, Billy. We'll get him down on the first rush. I'll get his barong from his sash and throw it in the creek. Then it's up to us to tie him up.
Look, Jack, he sees it. He stopped. He's picking it up now.
He recognizes it, all right. He knows it's the same pedometer that Caron tried to steal from.
He's going to tell his friend across the creek.
His friend hears him. Listen to him.
He's coming ahead, Jack. He's coming ahead, and he's got the pedometer in his hand. He's coming on with it.
Move over here, Billy. Right next to the side of the cave. Just as soon as he reaches us, we'll jump him.
Okay, Jack, but suffering catfish. Make sure you get that barong or bolo or whatever it is and throw it right in the creek.
I will. Watch it now. Ready? One, two, three.
What's the fellow on the other side doing, Jack?
Oh, there he is. What? He's trying to swim over to us.
That's just a bluff, Billy. He knows he can't make it. He's turning back already. He's not going to help his friend.
Did you get the pedometer, Jack?
You bet I got it. But look sharp, Billy. We've got to tie this chap up and get away.
I'll say. But what do we use for rope?
Take the straps that are wrapped around the radio pack, Billy. Quick. I'll hold this fellow down. He's not so big, and he's afraid to do anything now since he lost his knife. We'll strap him up, and then we'll figure out what to do next. Well, my sad Oinga friend, we'll fix you up in just 1 minute.
Say, what will Jack and Billy do next? They're tying up that wild hill fellow on this side of the creek, and it looks as if they're safe for the moment from the native on the other side. But somehow, they've got to get back to Uncle Jim and Betty and Malua without these tribesmen suspecting that Uncle Jim is downstream. You can just bet there's plenty of excitement ahead before Jack and Uncle Jim find the cave where the smuggled rifles are hidden. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, if you want to get in on a lot of mighty fine eating, here's what to do. Ask Mother to get you 2 or 3 packages of those keen-flavored Wheaties right away. Then ask her to serve you a breakfast of champions, Wheaties, milk and fruit, every morning. Man, there's a breakfast dish that tops them all for flavor.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American.
Oh, just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.